Hello, my name is Alexis Compton. I am 16 years old. Today's date is December 1st, 2019, and I am speaking with Christine Compton, who is my mom, and we are recording this interview in Irvine, California. Okay, so tell me a little bit about yourself. When and where were you born?
I was born in 1965 in Philippines, in the city of Bacolod.
What is your best memory of your childhood?
The best memory of my childhood is playing with my five siblings at a big house. And I remember us playing outside when it's raining, because in the Philippines, when it rains, the rain is hot. So those are good memories. And we had a tree house at our house, and we used to play in that. It was just fun playing with a lot of kids, which were my brothers and sisters. So that's probably the best memory that I have for my childhood.
Do you miss being in the Philippines sometimes instead of being here?
I don't miss being there, but I do miss some of the stuff. Like, I like the food over there. And I don't miss being there because knowing what I have here, it's better than when I was little. Philippines is a third world country, and it doesn't have a lot of stuff. Like, for example, like the roads are not paved. There's either so much poor areas where kids don't really have anything. So I don't really miss it. I like it better here. There's more opportunity and everything is just better here.
What age were you when you came to the United States, and who did you come with?
When I came here, I was 9 years old. I came with my mom, my dad, my two sisters, and one brother. And my other sister and another brother had to stay in the Philippines until a couple years later because they were so little that no one was going to watch them over here while my mom and dad had to go to work and work two jobs also. So they had to stay over there.
What was your first day in the U.S. like?
My first day here in the United States, I can still remember. As a 9 year old, I didn't really know what United States looked like. So when we got off the plane, we were just looking at everything. It looks so different from the Philippines, and we were just excited to start doing stuff and look for an apartment and just see the world.
Were there difficult moments when you came to the U.S.?
Some of the difficult stuff were when my mom and dad had to look for work. So when we came here, we didn't have a lot of money. So we had to look for an apartment, and I still remember it was so little, 6 people, but it was only 1-bedroom apartment. So that was one of the hard things. And then we didn't have a car, so everywhere we had to go, we had to walk. All we did was walk. And then we made friends with the neighbors. And my mom had to get 2 jobs. And my dad also had to get 2 jobs before we can get on our feet. So that was one of the difficult stuff that we had to endure in the beginning.
Where was your apartment that you lived in?
The apartment we first had was in Long Beach, California.
What's something in your life that you never imagined would happen?
Well, let's see. One thing I never imagined would happen was that I never thought I would have four kids, and I never thought I would have a big house. And all that I have, I'm thankful for.
How many kids did you think you were gonna have?
I thought maybe one or two. I never thought four, but I'm thankful for it.
Okay, so what have you accomplished so far, personally or professionally, that makes you the proudest and why?
What makes me the proudest is my family, is having a husband and the kids here at the house with me, and also being able to come here in the United States and be able to get a job and do everything else.
And what are some of the most important lessons that you have learned in life so far?
The most important lesson I've learned in life is in everything you do, no matter how hard it is, that you always give it your 100%. Always try your best in everything.
And how did you come to learn that? Like, what happened?
Well, for example, after high school, I had to get a job. And that was hard. I had a lot of rejection, but I just kept going. Just keep filling up applications, go look for different companies until you get a job. So I just kept trying and trying, and finally I did.
Okay, so now moving on to like family stuff. What was I like as a baby or like a child?
As a baby, you were so easy. I still remember when I was in labor, and then by the time I got to the hospital, you were born within 2 hours, and you were smiling, and you were healthy. And as a baby, you were just so cute with a lot of curly hair. As a child, you were also a happy child who loved everybody, and everybody loved you. And you ate pretty good, and you were just precious.
And do you remember a time that I made you angry?
Yes, the time that I remember was when you were 3 years old. And you hid from me and you cut your curly hair. And I found you behind the couch. And you started crying because your hair was so cute and you cut it and now it looked dilapidated.
Okay, and then also since it's like holiday time, what's your favorite part of the holidays and what do you like get excited for?
My favorite time is Christmas Eve and Christmas Day when family gets together and we just get together and talk and cook and eat. And then Christmas morning, we get together again and we open gifts. And it's just a joyful time of the year.
Do you like it over Thanksgiving?
Yes, Thanksgiving would be my second best holiday, but Christmas is my first.
Okay, so I think that's it. Thank you for doing this interview with me.
Thank you.